It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Well, Joelle Douglas. Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. You could chime in on the Sixers. I want to tank this thing. I mean, like the good old days. I'm calling for a real tank for the Sixers. Shut George down. Shut Embiid down. Play McCain. Play Maxey. Reassess in the offseason. And Hugh, what do you think about the white flag? Wave the white flag for Cooper Flagg. I mean, it's got some alliteration to it. It flows, Hugh.
I know it works for what we do.
You wave that white flag,
nah,
Hugh.
No, but it's not a guarantee.
Well, it's not. You're right about that. They've smoothed out those lottery odds. I would do it. I'd wave the white flag in the season. Where do you come now? You can chime in on the Sixers. We'll get to some Philly stuff later in the show. Buster Olney's going to join us. There's some more buzz heating up about the Phillies and Juan Soto, so we'll get to all that. But, Hugh, I was thinking about something yesterday. So we stayed at Birds at the Half, right? We did an extra hour. We were on with the afternoon show.
Yes.
And in the second half of the 2 o'clock hour yesterday, Spike was trying to press me down on the Sirianni thing, right? Well, Sirianni.
Why you try to get him fired and
all that kind of stuff. And it got me actually thinking about Sirianni's future. So Nick Sirianni, as of right now, has only 1 year left on his deal. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he will be, at the end of this season, a lame duck unless the Eagles do something with his contract. It's been so interesting listening to how the opinions of Sirianni have kind of moved.
Changed.
Yeah, they've changed. They've moved. You know,
he's changed the narrative.
Well, you win six in a row and you're 8-2.
Yeah.
Sure, he changes the narrative. But I'm curious to this because as much as he's done better and as much as I will say that I probably was too hard on Nick Sirianni, the idea, like when it first hit me yesterday, thinking about his future, because he's not getting fired, right? They're 8-2. Like, no one's talking about firing Nick Sirianni, including me. That's off the table for now. But that's off the table, okay? That's not part of the conversation. So, but usually there's not lame duck coaches in the NFL. Usually. The Cowboys are doing it. Look what's going on down there. But usually teams, they make decisions. They either fire the guy or they extend the guy. So it got me thinking, are the Eagles going to extend Nick Sirianni? And should they? Phew, like, right now, if I say to you, would you extend Nick Sirianni's contract right now? Yes or no, would you do it?
No. And I know people are like, what are you talking about? He has a coach and he has a winning record and all this other stuff. He does. But I feel like there was a time, especially after the bye, where there were some questions about Coach Sirianni.
Mm-hmm, big ones.
There were some questions. And I don't think that even though he has righted the ship, and this team is playing extremely well, they're responding to him, I believe that, and I have nothing to back this up on, people. It just feels that way. It just feels like, as far as what the company's message is, he got away from it a little bit. I feel like Coach Sirianni at some point was like, hey, I'm doing it my way. If I go out, I'm going out my way. And with that, the team responded. And they start playing well, but I feel like he rubs some people in the organization the wrong way. Now, this is the way that I feel today. There's a lot of factors that go into that narrative or that storyline changing as we progress through this season. I think if we go to the Super Bowl, we win the Super Bowl, then yes, he will be here.
You know what I mean? If they get to the Super Bowl, for sure.
I feel like right now, if I was a betting man, if this season doesn't play out favorably, I think they're leaning more towards moving on from Coach Sirianni.
Wow. So here's the way I would come down on this. And I acknowledge yesterday that I've probably been a little too hard on Nick Sirianni. But no is my answer. Not right now. As I sit here today, and I know they're on their path to doing something good, and we're talking about the Super Bowl and going deep in the playoffs. But as of today, he has been here 3.5 years. He has won a playoff game in one of the seasons. Just one. That hadn't anyone. Two in that year. But his first year, they made the playoffs, did not win a game. His third year, made the playoffs, did not win a game. Those playoff wins right now, as of this moment, are against Daniel Jones and a fourth-string quarterback. That's facts. I mean, you could say, well, his defense knocked Brock Purdy out. Wonderful. But that's the facts. They beat a fourth-string quarterback in Daniel Jones. Can I just, before we give Sirianni a contract extension, can he win a playoff game or two this year? Like, I... If he does it this year, Hugh, and you add up all the wins, a Super Bowl trip, maybe a NFC Championship game this year, then I think I'll be okay with an extension. I'll be okay with it. But yeah. I couldn't do it today. Again, I don't think they're going to collapse, but we were 10-1 last year.
Yeah.
So, like, this job isn't finished for this season. I'm curious where it comes down on this. 215-592-9494. I feel like it's been an under-talked-about thing in Philadelphia that Nick Sirianni is coming up on a walk year or a lame duck year. He's got, what do they have? What are they, 8-2? They have 7 more games to go. He's got 7 more regular season games before he's into his last year, right?
Yeah.
And then the playoffs, of course. But next year, that's the last year in his deal. This is usually around the time coaches get extensions or they get fired. Would you extend Sirianni's contract right now? 215-592-9494. I'm curious where the town comes down on this because, you know, this would have been a laughable thing he would have bring up, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 weeks ago. It would have been laughable, but it's not today. So Chris Canty, ESPN Radio, he said this about a few days ago about Sirianni, and I think he's right on this. We'll be able to say yes firmly, but can we have some playoff wins first? Here's Canty.
I'm not going to sit here and say that Nick Sirianni's job is safe just because they stack up 11 or 12 wins. They got to win a playoff game, preferably 2, in order for me to feel like his job is secure under general manager Howie Roseman, because Roseman is looking at this roster and saying, I've gifted you a Super Bowl contending team.
Definitely.
Now it's up to you to get us there or get us back there and actually win it. Because these windows, as we're seeing with the San Francisco 49ers, don't stay open for long. So when we start talking about the coaches that are doing the best jobs around the National Football League, I don't know. I'm not going to say that Nick Sirianni hasn't done well, but I don't think it's the most impressive coaching job that we've seen this season in the NFL.
Yeah, the way he framed it, Hugh, it's all based on expectations, right?
Yes.
It's based on the talent you have. It's almost a little bit like in the NBA. Coaches get fired in the NBA all the time if they have great players and they don't win anything, right? Because the 50 or 60 wins, that's just expected. The Eagles, with the roster they have, I don't know. You think Howie Roseman's really that impressed by 11 wins? They're supposed to win 11
games.
No,
they're supposed to be there. They're supposed to be in that realm. And I think
they're supposed to be there with this
roster. They were supposed to be an 11-win team after everything that we saw last season. You had them at, what, 9-8?
10-7.
Okay, so then they're not supposed to be an 11-win team.
But now I'm just pessimistic. The betting market had them at 10.5 or 11, right? Like, listen to most of our audience, Kyle. Most people, when we said before the season how many wins, what was said to us?
Well,
13?
Okay, hold on. Everybody also said we're going to blow out the Chiefs in the Super
know.
Bowl.
So,
that's delusional Eagle fan hype.
But even
that's
it out.
Different.
If I'm being pessimistic at 10 and people are being over the top at 13, I think a reasonable person would say 11 or 12,
well,
right?
That was probably it. I'll spin it back on you then. What was the one thing, if you ask people before the season, what's the one thing holding you back from thinking that this Eagles team will have
Sirianni.
Success this season?
Sirianni.
It was Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
Guess what? They're 8-2.
I'm aware.
Okay. Well,
so you want to extend him today?
Of course I would. What's the downside of extending Nick Sirianni? Like, it feels like there's a silly double standard here because everybody saw Zach Bond play great for 10 weeks. Extend Zach Bond right now. Do we need to see Zach Bond play well in the playoffs? Or like,
well, but someone could take him in March.
Well,
right?
He's a free agent. But the worst thing that happens is you have to cut Zach Bond and you eat the dead money. Nick Sirianni, that's not the case. If you extend him, you can just fire him. Did I lose my mic?
No, you're good.
Okay, good.
I hear you.
Zapping in and out. All right, so if you extend Nick Sirianni, you could just fire him next season. Like, that doesn't make a difference to me. Like, what's the downside to extending Nick Sirianni today?
You could do that, Kyle. I mean, you could, but most teams don't fire coaches immediately after extending them, right? It's a weird thing.
Well, most teams don't fire their coach a few years after winning the Super Bowl. We did.
Well, they did.
And it's worked out and we went back, right?
I agree with that. All right, so Kyle, obviously, Mr. Sirianni over here.
You're
the Sirianni guy on the show.
I know I am, but I think there's a good basis to it. He's having a good year. He might not have the most impressive coaching job, like Canty said. Who the hell cares?
Can I let him finish this year first? We were 10-1 last year and it fell apart. If they win playoff games this year, I'll sign off.
Okay,
I'll sign off.
Well, but you can, Joe, if you extend them right now and they collapse, go ahead and fire them.
I know, but they're not going to do that.
Well, why not?
Because that would look like they're a Mickey Mouse organization.
They have done so many things in the past that made them look like a Mickey Mouse organization, well, like true. Trading the quarterback that they gave the highest salary, like biggest dead cap in NFL history, and they had to trade him. Like, the Eagles are okay with eating turds. They do that all the time.
They do. 215-592-9494. Interesting way to say it, but he's right. They do.
Yeah, but that's a Hugh phrase. It's true. That's what they do.
Well, I'd rather not have to do that. And just,
why?
Just
what are you worried about optics for?
Can I just wait? I don't want to extend it because I don't think he's earned the extension yet. Get to the playoffs and win some playoff games, and then we'll talk.
I just don't see what the downside is of doing it. If somebody can answer me what the worst thing that can happen is if you extend him right now.
So I think they'd be reluctant to fire him. If they just extended it.
I don't think they would.
I think that. All right, so let's hear from Jordan Mailata. He was talking about the meeting that happened a few weeks ago, right around the bye when the Eagles O-line went to Sirianni and said, hey, let's run the football. Here's Mailata talking about Nick Sirianni and really why he's such a good connector.
It wasn't like a demand. It was just having a conversation, you know, being truthful, being honest. There was no foul intent or anything in the conversation. And kudos to Coach Sirianni because of the culture that he was, you know, coaching in order for us to go up to him and have this conversation.
Well, we talked yesterday when we were at the afternoon show about the positives about Nick Hugh, the communication, mm-hmm. how he connects with players, the players seem to respond to him. That's all good. It's all good and great. And he's doing a nice job right now. I would just wait until he wins a playoff game or two this year. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot to get to. Buster only later in the show. We'll do a little throwback Thursday on a week where we play the Los Angeles Rams. Should be a fun game on Sunday. Joel Embiid. We are trying to track down audio of Joel Embiid and what he said last night. The quote, of course, was, the person who leaked the meetings from the details from the meetings is a bad piece of bleep. So we're trying to track down that audio. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on Embiid, the Sixers, and would you give Sirianni a contract extension right now as I watch Kyle badger the witnesses behind the glass? Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
My favorite team, dream team. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up?
Hey, listen, man. We talking about reselling. First of all, I'm tired of throwing away money. Like everybody's saying, like you saying, Joe, let us take us to the playoffs. Let's see what he could do, you know, and see how I roll from there. But let's not forget about this next game coming up. I was looking at this Rams defense, man. They got a lot of young Thundercats too, and they like to box in the quarterback, right? So they're going to take them edges away from Jalen.
Yeah, they are. They have a lot of young pass. It's amazing. They lost Aaron Donald, obviously, but they've drafted in the last two years like three really good defensive linemen.
Yeah, man. And they get at the quarterback and they get at that run too. Hmm. So I hope this Sunday we're not dependent only on the run. Hey, Jalen, this is going to be a game where you're going to have to throw that rock and show everybody that you are a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is like, They're gonna collapse on that backfield. They got a good push up front, and I hope you got some hurry up offense plays, wear them down, and I hope you got some quick plays because you're not gonna have that much time in the pocket, man. I'm telling you, them guys get back there. So I just hope y'all really prepared and you know got y'all game plan ready because this ain't gonna be no Saquon night. I'm gonna let you know that right now. And I think we got a good chance to, walk it off anyway and beat him. But last thing about Embiid, man, like I said before, Embiid, look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you are the problem and you are the solution. What side you going to be on? Because if you're a part of the problem, guess what? You might as well pack your bags now. If you're a part of the solution, let's tighten up. Let's, you know, whatever's bothering you, get back in the game playing. And let's, you know, take us where you need to take it.
Yeah, I mean, just wake up. It's time to wake up. Will, we always appreciate the phone call. When you are challenged or anyone's challenged in life by a person close to you or whatever, you could choose to be upset at them or choose to be upset at the messenger. Or you could say, like, why is this being said to me? And I think that comes with maturity in life.
Yeah, it does.
Now, Joel's not an old man. He's only 29, 30 years old. But he's also not a baby in the NBA, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's not 22 or 23. It's disappointing. It feels like he still doesn't realize you got to receive the right message.
Well,
here.
This is one of those moments where, to be honest, Joe, you have to look outside yourself. I told you a story this morning about how I can relate to this. And I feel like I grew from that moment because it's one of those things where when you're being challenged by the people that you work with, you can be upset, but you have to, I think it's important to look at it from their perspective. And I don't think Joel Embiid is doing that, to be honest. It's because with the story I was telling you, I was mad in the moment. But as I was able to workshop through it and realize that, hey, well, maybe this is how they're feeling. I didn't know this for sure because I never wanted it to be or say something to them that was adversarial. Mm. I tried to understand it from their perspective. And I don't think that he gets that. I don't think that he understands that, you know, Tyrese Maxey is coming in early, busting his butt, trying to get ready to play for a game that he loves. And you're sashaying in an hour and a half late. Like, that bothers people, especially when they look at you as a person that they looked up to. And now they're your contemporary, they're your equal, and they don't see the same work ethic that they have. And they know that you're better than that. That's how you have to look at it. Sometimes, man, it's a tough lesson to learn, but sometimes you have to listen to what's being said about you and try to, like I said, workshop through that. And realize that maybe I do need to adjust and change some things.
And look, every team has moments like this. This isn't never happened before, right? Like, the locker rooms have this, teammates have this, and you either take it and you learn from it or you don't, and it gets worse. And Joel's response last night, he played better, which is great to see that he's got something in the tank there.
Well, he played better for all the wrong reasons.
Well, you're right about that.
He played better because he was mad at what people were saying about him, and he wanted to show people that, you know, he that dude, instead of saying, hey, you know, it was more so about him getting his and being able to use that to play the victim as opposed to putting his team in a situation to win.
After the game, I agree with you on that. After the game, here's what I wanted to hear from him. Hey, message received. I'll be better. This doesn't have to be rocket science. I need to be a better leader. I will. That's it. Instead of throwing an arrow at the person who leaked it. Should it have gotten leaked out? No, but this is the other thing about what Hugh just said about looking in the mirror and kind of, why did this get out? Well, maybe the team thought you rolled your eyes at the message two nights ago and they realized, all right.
Maybe we try a different approach.
Well, we got to embarrass him publicly. I mean, I don't think they wanted to do that. Does any family or team want to express to the public dysfunction? Nobody wants to do that.
No, it's not a good look.
Right, it's not. So, like, it feels like a last-ditch resort. I don't think it should have been leaked out, but it was. Now you got to deal with it. Greg in the Northeast, what's up, Greg?
Joe, Hugh, what's going on, man?
Hey,
what's
Greg, what's up, buddy?
Man, I've been talking about the Sixers and Embiid forever. What are these callers talking about? That one, what's it, Damon, give him more time? Bro, we've given him 10 years.
Yep.
10 whole years, and it's the same petting zoo clown show every year, and Joel Embiid is the main animal that we all pet, and we all let him do whatever the heck he wants. He's got to go. Sit Embiid, sit Paul George the rest of the year, let them get healthy, let their little knees get better, and trade them away. And then Hugh, I got something for you, bro.
Yes, what's up,
bro? Talking about there's no guarantee that you can get a number one pick. I got a guarantee for you. We're going to deal with the same thing as long as Embiid's in the uniform. So let's go try to
make at least to do something, huh?
Yeah.
I got you,
man.
I got you.
Unbelievable. And he takes zero accountability. His press conferences afterwards, he doesn't care about nobody but himself, man. It's all, oh, woe is me. I'm so sick of hearing it. Luckily, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I can't make it to New Orleans because I ain't got money like that, but I will be eastbound and down playing on the radio while you all are on the way.
Well, you're with us the whole time, Greg. We'll be singing that thing with you for the next couple months. Greg, good phone call. So Greg hit something there. Hugh, you're totally right that if they tank, there's no guarantee of Cooper Flagg, right? Or whoever the number one pick is.
Yeah.
It sounds like it'll probably be him. But there is something to being bad, really bad versus just kind of bad. So the Sixers pick next year is top six protected, which means if they get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, they get to keep their pick.
Mm-hmm.
If it's anything else, 7, 8, 9, 10,
they got to trade away, don't
they? Got to give it to the Thunder. So there is no in between. Like, they either
you're all or nothing. You're pushing your chips in the middle of the table.
Right. They either need to figure this out and get good and make the playoffs and try to make a run, which feels silly right now, but okay, or they better finish really bad, because the worst case scenario would be this: like, they're bad. not the worst team. They get the sixth pick, and then it goes, or the seventh pick, and they don't even get a top 10 pick. That feels realistic if they don't figure this out. So I would sit George, I would sit Embiid, just get him healthy, trade him away next offseason, and away we go with McCain and Maxey. 215-592-9494. This hour, sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes Fly and fill up on wings in seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, we got a lot to do on the show today. Coming up at 1, Buster Only is going to join us. He was set to join us a few days ago, but we got caught up in the Embiid stuff, so Buster kindly moved to today. We got to ask him about the survey that came out over at ESPN about where the free agents will sign, and both John Heyman and Jim Bowden connecting the Phillies to the Soto thing stronger than it has been so far. How big of a chance, how real of a chance do the Phillies have at Juan Soto? We'll talk to Buster about that coming up. Jalen Hurts on the injury report with an ankle issue. What's is this, like, premeditated? Are they trying to get ahead of something? What's going on with Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
The conspiracy theorists.
We'll get to that. The odds of the Sixers getting the number one pick. We'll hit you with that. 215-592-9494. And should the Eagles give Nick Sirianni a contract extension? Kyle says yes. Hugh and I want to just hold on a second. Can we get to the playoffs and have some success this year before we start handing out contract extensions? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports.